people. This is Blakely. Blakely from the movie. What was the name of the Lilo? Lilo and Aaron. Stitch. Lilo and Stitch. That's right. I'm Blakely. I'm not just some aging comic actor who just ran by Lake Champlain because he's doing a comedy set tonight at the Vermont Comedy Theater. And if you're around there, please come. Don't worry. You're probably saying, is it sold out? No. No. Is it half full? No. Legally, I have to do the show because the old showbiz saying is that you have to have more people in the audience than on stage. And there's two people in the audience, but I'm only a one-person act. So legally, so we're not sold out. I'm Blakely. I'm not Kevin McDonald from the Kids in the Hall. The weakest kid in the hall. No, you're not. Come on. I love mosquitoes. There. Hey, Jumba. Anyway, this is Blakely. Hi, how you doing? And you're listening to the Magic Our Way podcast with Kevin, Danny, Eli, and Rachel. I'm Blakely, played by Kevin McDonald, the weakest actor of the kid. I'm playing tonight, and I've ruined my voice doing Blakely. I hope you're happy, you Kevin, Danny, Eli, Rachel people. Now listen to Magic Our Way. I listen to it all the time. I'm lying. I've never heard of it.
Jumbo, everyone.
Harambe.
And welcome to another edition of
the Magic Our Way.
Magic Our Way.
Magic Our Way.
Magic Our Way.
The Magic Our Way podcast.
They are truly magical and whatnot.
Asante san, everyone. You're listening to the Magic Our Way podcast from New Orleans, Louisiana. And on this show, we invite you to feel the libations.
Feel it, feel it.
We are artistic buffs and not artistic cream puffs. This is a show in which every opinion is welcome. MagicRway.com is where you can find us for this show. Rachel talks about her latest jaunt over to Walt Disney World. And look, this isn't your typical polished practice pixie dust and Disney podcast. No way. We are not in the parks every day letting you know about the new green curry galma garlic puffs in Disneyland Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Holy Moses, hard to say.
That was a lot.
It was
a lot. I would try that.
I would try it too, but man, it's hard to say.
Well, that's why we're just here to drink, talk some Disney, and hear about Josh and Rachel's Disney World vacation.
That's right. You listeners have the easy part. All you guys have to do is listen up to what Josh and Rachel think up while we drink up.
My name is Kevin.
And I'm Danny.
Eli.
I'm Rachel.
And we have a special guest. Special guest. Who are you?
I'm Josh.
It is Josh.
Yes.
Josh, the running man, if you will.
That's right.
Running man.
Other half of the Ruler Bears class. Also a long time a weekend as well.
Yes.
Yes.
And a lover of wrestling, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
No. I mean, I watched it when I was a kid, but I was never really big into it. But I did kick Eli's ass. Lee's ass. I'm sorry. Why did I say Eli?
I was going to say
Lee's ass.
You did.
I was like, what just happened there? What match should I miss?
No, Eli and I are going to drink Long Island iced teas. Lee's going to lose to me in a race.
If you want a drinking contest, I'm with you. A race, no, you win. I concede
that. That is not a contest I would enter, Eli. I don't think that would be to my benefit.
Technically, you did whip his ass because he backed Lee in that race. This I backed true. You.
There you go. There you go.
That's what happened.
Although I got a bone to pick with you, Danny. At one point, you betrayed me and you followed someone else. So.
Oh! The storyline continues.
How many people's asses you kicking tonight?
Literally none. I couldn't kick an ass if I tried.
He's going for all of it.
Hey, what did I switch allegiances on this race?
I think Rachel and I had a battle of some kind, and you backed her. You said she was the better rover.
Oh, I think it was fantasy football.
Fantasy football. Fantasy football.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go.
Well, there again, I picked a winner. What's that? I just know winners when I see them.
Oh man. Yeah, he wasn't racing you, but yeah, that team lineup was pretty fierce that she had.
And look, listeners, just speaking of fantasy football, we're in May. It's a couple months away, so if you're interested in participating with us, you know, these two are definitely in it. Had a great time. We had a great time. Always great. Doing it with listeners. So we'll make an announcement when the stuff is starting to get organized. We can expect that around June or July. So stay subscribed until then if you want to participate with other Disney fans who also love football.
Yeah.
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. And look, the easiest way to support us is to leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you access our show. Also, be sure to like and subscribe as well as turn all those notifications so you never miss an episode of the Magic Army Podcast. So look, enough of our jibber jabber. Let's go live vicariously through Rachel and Josh. We'll be right back. on the hub, the main topic segment of our show. And if you've been listening to our show, you know Rachel's gone off on several different trips down to Central Florida. But for this one, we are focusing on our most recent trip to Walt Disney World. And I am very excited to talk about this one because, yeah, this was important, especially for me. If you remember a couple shows back, we talked about the shooting galleries. So we're going to get to that.
Ooh,
we're going to talk about all this stuff. So, Rachel, I'm going to turn it over to you and you and Josh. Yeah. And let's have at it.
Yeah, so Josh is here. Thanks for coming all the way from the upstairs.
Thanks for having me.
Love it, man. This is great.
True professionals, ladies and gentlemen. They knew to get their own separate mics and their own separate quarters so that way the sound wouldn't bleed. That's
right.
Professionalism.
They're awesome. A team. They are the epitome of a team.
They know how this works, man. It's yes. Beautiful. I love it.
Well, we teamed up and we went on a trip with our children. Which, you know, is always an adventure having the kids with you. Yeah. And we went to Walt Disney World. And actually, it had been a while since we went. And I had forgotten how long it had been since we all went, the four of us as a family. The last time prior was November of 2022. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, you've been, I think, since then, but not with us as a family.
Right. I went since then. And then I went with you and a couple of friends, like an adults trip since then. But we hadn't gone, the four of us, with the kids. And like I had brought Sam, our son, alone since then. But it wasn't like all four of us. So anyway, especially for our daughter, Heidi, she's 12. It had been since November 2022. So anyway, that was cool to get to show them some new things. I had misspoken on the show before. I said that Josh had ridden Tron, and he actually hadn't. This was his first time riding Tron.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I remember you saying that too. Okay.
Yeah, we walked up to the ride and I was like, well, you've ridden this before. And he was like, I swear to God, I have not. I was like, really?
No, I actually haven't even been to the parks since it had opened.
Oh, so
there,
wow.
There was no way I could have been on it.
I swear to Tron, this was not me.
Yeah, we had a little back and forth about it. And he was like, Rachel, tell me when I've been since February of 2023. And I was like, oh, that's a good point. You're right.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, so you get to hear his first impressions of Tron for real instead of me just saying something not true, which apparently I did.
But according to you, he's going to love it.
Yeah. So we went to the parks. We did all four parks. We just got base tickets for most of the days. Okay. And then we did the after hours at Magic Kingdom. And so just to like take people through how that kind of works, I let my annual pass lapse. So I don't have an annual pass anymore. And Josh and the kids hadn't had one in a while. And so there's actually some really awesome summer promotional tickets out right now. And they have already started. So for April, we had a choice between a 3-day ticket, and the way it works is you can visit Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot only. So no Magic Kingdom. And you can visit each park one day. So it's 3-day ticket, but you have to go to each park one day and then in no Magic Kingdom. Or you can choose a 4-day ticket and it's the same exact thing, except the 4-day ticket does include Magic Kingdom, but same thing, only one park per day. And you can only visit that park once for your ticket length.
So you can't go back if you leave?
Oh, no, you can go back in the same day. Oh,
okay.
But like, you know, a normal 4-day ticket, even if you get one park per day, you could go to Magic Kingdom all 4 days.
Okay.
You just don't get Magic Kingdom. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's date based, I guess. It's like
they are date based, the starting day, and then they have an expiration date like every other date based ticket, and that expiration date may vary depending on the starting date.
Okay.
Oh. And this is the type of information Rachel can help you with, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Rachel at MagicAway.com.
That's right. Anyway, these tickets are a pretty good deal, and there's actually a lot of great summer room deals right now too. So if anyone's thinking about a trip this summer, it's a really good time to go. And I think the crowds are going to be pretty light, minus the couple of weeks around Tiana's opening, which we still don't have a date for, but we're thinking mid-June.
Mid-June?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're there Memorial Day week, I'll be down there. So for sure.
Nice.
Yep. And my daughter will be marching in the Magic Kingdom parade that Wednesday. So
it's definitely happening. I thought
that's definitely happening. Yes. Okay. Yeah. There's some doubt, but we're making it happen. Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
Dedicated. We're going to make it happen regardless of how we do it. We're going to make it happen.
Make it happen. Take it in there.
But yeah, so we combined the 3-day promotional ticket, which for our date was very cheap. It was actually $86 per person per day.
What?
I know. Yeah.
Nice move.
So, yeah, we ended up having like the least expensive. You know how those ticket deals, they always say starting from whatever amount per day. We actually had the starting from date, like that. What is actually the cheapest day?
Oh, nice.
So it's like, is Tinker Bell your friend because you're making magic happen all the time?
I know,
you
do these for real. Things.
I like that.
That really worked out. And then we combined that 3-day ticket with no Magic Kingdom with an after hours party. And the after hours parties are priced pretty similar to a regular day long ticket. And you only do 7 o'clock in the evening to 1 a.m. But the hours of 10 o'clock to 1 a.m., those 3 hours are exclusive to people with after hours tickets. And so the lines are essentially non-existent. And we'll talk about that party in our experience. But that was how we toured the parks. So we used that 3-day promotional ticket for the Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. And then we hit Magic Kingdom with the after hours party.
Okay.
Nice. It's like you can knock out Magic Kingdom in that short amount of time due to the lines being shorter and just like not have to worry about getting a separate day ticket.
Pro tips.
I like exactly. it.
Pro tips. I like it. Pro right. tips.
Looking outside the box.
That's right. Outside the box. So yeah, if anybody has any questions about tickets, I do ticket only trips. And so you can email me for that too. That's Rachel@magicourway.com. RACHEL.
Every little bit helps us.
Boom.
That's right.
Oh, we own it.
So our first day, we left from Portland, Maine, which if anybody lives in the Northeast, they will know that the airport in Portland, Maine is super small. And that makes it really nice to fly out of because there's not a lot of lines, not a lot of security issues, like just a really easy airport to park at. Although we did have to drive around a little bit because it was a school break week, but normally it's no problem. And the parking's $14 a day.
Oh, geez. God, so Lord. Really what
the hell? Wow, that's got to be nice, right? It's a small area for security. Like, hey, we trust you. Just come. You got a gun. No.
Yeah.
Trust you.
Is that your main airport that you fly out of, just out of curiosity?
No.
Or is
it? Oh, okay. No, we usually fly out of Boston, but Portland, this just happened to work out for Portland this time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And anytime we don't fly out of Boston is a good time.
So. I can see that. Boston Logan, right?
Don't that's do that like,
yeah, yeah. Boston Logan.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear stories about that place.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty busy.
It's rough.
So we the reason why we were at Portland, Maine is because we were trying a new airline. It's called Breeze Airways.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them.
And they've been in business for years, but they're expanding quite a bit all over the country. And they have a lot of different destinations they fly to. I'm not going to read them all off because it's pretty extensive, but they seem to focus on these smaller airports, right, which is pretty cool. But they do actually fly into and out of New Orleans.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think I've heard of them because they come out of New Orleans. Yeah,
I'm not taking my chance with that. Any airport that got the name Breeze in it for an airplane. Airline,
yeah, but we like Breeze.
Yeah, though. You're from New Orleans. Drew Breeze. Breeze.
I like Drew Breeze. He's going to start an airline. I don't know if I want Breeze in my if you fly it and there's a Breeze in your airplane, that's not good. That's not good.
It means broken plane.
Yes.
Well, the plane wasn't broken.
The plane wasn't broken. Okay, good.
God. Yeah. They just say
it. It wasn't Boeing.
I saw Eraser. That would traumatize me.
The best parts about this airline were that it's really cheap. And so our family of four flew for right around $800. And that included our luggage and our seat selection round trip.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so it was about $200 per person round trip to fly, which for us is pretty cheap.
So not bad. It was a breeze.
Yeah, it was a breeze. They allow families with kids under 12 to pre-select their seats for free. So one of the downsides of a lot of the discount airlines like Spirit and Frontier and Allegiant around us is that you have to pay to select your seat. And so if you've got kids, it's like kind of an automatic penalty because you can't just like roll the dice and see if you don't sit together. And then you end up in like four middle seats and your 7-year-old is asking some stranger for his snacks and gum in the middle.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
Anyway, that was nice to be able to do that. The only downside is the pre-select your seats section is in the back of the plane, which again is fine. Like we don't mind being in the back of the plane, but every family chose to be in the back of the plane for the free seats. And so the especially on the ride home, it was pretty rowdy in the back there. It was like toddlers everywhere, like kicking seats, yelling. And like, you know, we've been there, so it's no big deal. But I was just like, this is not a normal flight section. This is definitely the family section.
It was like a Chuck E. Cheese back then?
Yes. Yeah,
Chucky Breeze.
Chucky Breeze.
Yeah.
Was a decibel meter in the back to see who had the loudest.
There was one guy who like clearly didn't pay for a seat ahead of time, and he was a solo traveler.
Oh, God.
He was like sitting diagonal across the aisle from me, and I just kept watching his face. I was like, this poor guy. He's on like some kind of business trip or something by himself, and he's got this 3-year-old behind him just like slamming her feet against the
Having kids.
Yeah, for real.
I think that was a test of patience for that dude. I think that guy got like a seat in heaven for that.
Well, he was very kind. He didn't say anything. I would have probably turned around and been like, you gotta get her to stop kicking the seat at minimum.
Please, I don't need this concussion, please.
But yeah, other than that, it was a great flight experience. Josh, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was easy. Everything was on time. No problems. It was definitely the best experience we've had with any of those like value airlines.
See, all of this makes me hear like this is a very conducive flight down to New Orleans for you guys. But it sounds like to me,
they don't fly direct to New Orleans, but I'll have to see what their layovers are.
Yeah, on the flight to New Orleans, the adults are the rowdy section.
Yes,
it's yes. True.
Yes.
But on the flights back from New Orleans, the adults all nap, right?
Right. Yeah, there's that too. Yeah,
that's right.
For sure.
It's a sea breeze.
It's so exhausted. Yes.
But yeah, we'll have to check that out. So once we got to Orlando, we picked up a rental car. And so that's something we've been doing more often lately. What do you guys like? I know sometimes you fly and sometimes you drive. When you fly, what do you think about having a rental car? Do you guys like having a rental car?
Kevin loves it.
Yeah, I usually do. Yeah, I like the freedom of it because I usually drive. I mean, most of the time I drive. So I like having my car there so I can just go wherever. There's sometimes where it's like, you know, I don't even rent. I just, especially if I'm by myself, I don't have to worry about managing a family of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff around the parks or wherever the property is. Yeah. Most of the time when I'm with my family, yeah, I'll rent a car.
To me, the fun of vacation is not driving. I generally choose not to.
But to have Kevin
drive us was driving.
That was great.
That's the thing. I like driving. I know y'all are not a fan as much as driving as I am.
No, I do that.
In fact, when I go in May, I'm driving down there. So,
but if you want us to come with you to entertain you as you do the drive, we're happy to do that.
There you go.
Just pay for our room.
That's a fair trade.
That's easy enough. Yeah.
We booked Hertz and we have the like free membership or whatever. You like sign up ahead of time. It doesn't cost anything, but it allows you to check in ahead. And so we skipped the whole rental car desk thing. You just go straight out to the garage and pick your car.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Hertz is pretty good with that.
Yeah, I remember OJ telling us that.
Yeah.
You just skip it.
Right. Hertz? Well, that was Tom Brady, right?
Oh, now it's Brady. You're right. Used to be OJ.
Used to be OJ. They still keep it in the same sport.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Gosh. Or not.
But like a lot of the major brands do that. Like I know I've done that with Alamo before. I've definitely done it with National. So
Enterprise,
you can do it with a lot of those. And so this time, because it was in that section we could pick from, we picked a hybrid. It was like a hybrid crossover SUV. And our total for the car rental, including our gas. So the car rental was $202 for the...
Okay.
We were there like 5 days. So $202.
That's not bad.
No, it's not terrible. And then the gas was $3.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's smart.
It was a hybrid. Yeah. So we ended up paying... Like, we went to go fill it up and the thing like stopped immediately. And Josh was like, I've tried twice. And it won't take more than $350. Fine. I was like, I guess so.
Yeah, I didn't even realize we had grabbed a hybrid until we were probably 10 miles away from the airport. I noticed all of these little control gauges and I'm like, what the hell is all of this? Oh, hey, we just picked up a hybrid. So let's see how this works. I don't know. I've never driven one before. So
it was great.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But the $205, like when I think about it, it costs us at least $75 each way to get like a Lyft XL or an Uber XL. And we need that with the luggage and the kids. And so it's like we paid $50 more and we had the convenience of the car the whole time. So I feel like that's worth it for us.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Especially now that they don't charge for parking anymore. It was a different level of calculus when they charged nightly for parking. But now that that's on again, it's like, well, might as well.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So then we went to the Polynesian Resort, which is where we were staying.
Oh, nice. Oh, there we go.
Love it.
Love it.
We used our DVC points to stay there, but the studios at the Polynesian are the best. And a lot of times I book them for people with cash as well. Like most of the time when I'm booking the Polynesian for clients, I book the studios for them because they're available and the rooms are better than the regular rooms.
Pro tip.
That's awesome.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause usually like my default DVC studio would be like Oki West because they're pretty sizable, but you're saying, I remember this, you're saying that this is bigger.
It's huge. Yeah. So you get the queen bed and then the Murphy bed, pull down queen bed. So it's like two queen beds. Then you get the fifth sleeper, that little twin size that pulls down from under the TV.
TV, yeah.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you have the kitchenette and then a huge bathroom with a toilet, a tub, shower head, you know, like tub shower combo, and then a vanity and a sink. And then you have a second bathroom with one of those like rainfall shower heads.
Oh,
and
nice.
I love those.
Kind of like a cruise setup.
Yes. Like, yeah, except a lot bigger. But
I was
going
to say, not a cruise because I would bang my head on that thing.
No, yeah, that rain. Josh, did you use the rainfall shower too?
Yeah, I did.
That thing was like being in the Amazon. It was like you were just doused. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was like the rainforest room or whatever it was called on the
cruise
line. I've done that. Yes.
It was a lot like that, except it didn't burn your skin off or freeze you.
Freeze you. Yes.
So I recommend that room. I like it. And you get a real fridge too. Well, I mean, it's a mini fridge, but it's not the like beverage cooler. You know what I mean? It's like an actual fridge with a door and it had a freezer, like a small freezer on top that was a real freezer.
Yeah. It had a toaster and a coffee maker so we could make our coffee and breakfast in the room. But it was like, it was a real coffee maker, not one of those little pod things that you get. So we Amazon ordered a bunch of groceries so we could take care of that stuff.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So then our room was ready when we got there. We went to Captain Cook's. That is a great quick service.
Oh, yes, it is.
The, like little grab and go food court at the Polynesian. We got a Korean chicken bowl, like spicy Korean chicken bowl.
Ooh, nice.
Thai coconut meatballs over rice. And then like it was like a shrimp noodle bowl, yeah, right?
It was a shrimp noodle kind of stir fry thing.
Like I've had that before. Yeah, nice. It's good.
Yeah, all three of them were great. Oh, and then we got the pulled pork nachos.
Oh, that sounds good.
I've seen that.
A combo, it's not corn chips. It's a combo of hand cut potato chips and wontons.
Ooh,
that's not nachos.
I know. It's a little bit different. They're like Hawaiian nachos. There was like pineapple on them. It was good.
Okay, because we say this on Cinco de Mayo. I'm just saying that
yeah. That's not your mama's tacos.
Yeah, that's not your mama's tacos.
No, right. They're definitely like more of a Polynesian style nacho.
That's more like your daddy's tacos.
Polynachos.
Polynachos?
That's right.
Yeah, new word.
My first like arrival day hot tip. So we got there at like 3:30, Josh. Is that about right?
I think so, yeah.
3:30. We went to Trader Sam's and put in our name and they told us it was 90 minutes. So then we went to Captain Cook's and we sat outside at Trader Sam's with our Captain Cook's order. And you just need to order something from Trader Sam's. So we got our first round of drinks outside.
Nice.
And then they called us for our inside table. And so then we had already had food. So we just went inside and had our second round of drinks inside with all the effects. And then we left.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
That's a good
pick.
Yeah.
What time was this about?
So it was 3:30. So we got into Trader Sam's around 5.
I was going to say, okay.
Oh, dinner time. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, we had eaten ahead of time. The food at Trader Sam's is, I don't think that great. I mean, it's fine. It's like appetizers, but they're really expensive.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like just doing the drinks anyway. And I tested this. I had read it online, but it's real. You can order any of the Disneyland Trader Sam's drinks at the Disney World Trader Sam's as a secret menu item.
Really? Well, get out of here, can you? Yeah.
So my favorite drink is the Shipwreck on the Rocks.
Yeah.
Only have it at Disneyland, but I ordered it and they made it for me at the Disney World one. It was exactly the same.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
But it works both ways. Like if you go to Disney World, they'll make you a Lapu Lapu.
Or you mean Disneyland.
Yeah, Disneyland. Yeah. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That was great.
Quick question about the room. Was the studios Moana themed or was it regular?
They're Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Nice. Okay.
Oh. But it's like more subtle. Like the Moana themed rooms are really cool, but they are definitely like in your face Moana theme. The Lilo and Stitch, you kind of had to like look for the theming. It wasn't as like prominent, I guess. And it was really mostly when you pulled down the beds. They had like Lilo and Stitch stuff, like on the headboards of the beds. And actually in the bathrooms, the theming was attractions because they had the tiki birds was the art in one bathroom. And then in the other bathroom, the art was the mermaids from the Peter Pan ride.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I would have figured Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's kind of weird, but that's what it was. So then we went off to the Magic Kingdom after hours. We got there around like 6:45 or so. We rode the monorail over. And when you go in for the after hours party, you have to go through this special event line, which when you get there, it will look long and intimidating, but it goes pretty fast.
Okay.
Like once they actually start getting it moving, you aren't supposed to be able to get until 7 p.m. I think they let us in like maybe a touch before 7, like 6:50 or something.
To get it started. Yeah. That makes sense. I love that this was your first day. Like y'all got off the plane, went to the hotel, and boom, party.
Yeah. Party time.
They've already done more in 2 hours than I normally would do.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's great.
So we went to Magic Kingdom. We got you have to get those bracelets, you know, that show you
paid party bracelets. Yeah,
we got our bracelets. And then we went into Magic Kingdom and we went straight to the shooting gallery.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Let's hear this.
Yes. We talked about this a couple of shows back. How we love the shooting gallery and all this stuff. So I've been waiting to hear this story about you visiting the shooting gallery for the first time. Isn't that right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah. You're on the same boat.
Very first time. Never been there.
Never.
No, my kids had never been. Josh, had you ever been to the shooting gallery before?
I had never been to the shooting gallery.
Mm. No.
Both of you.
Everybody's
right.
First time. So yeah, we went, we found it right away, which I kind of knew where it was, but we've definitely never like gone totally back there before.
Yeah. It's a little recess. So you'll never notice it. But once you find it, it's like, it's always there.
So here
yeah.
It's lovely.
Plenty of available spots to just walk right up. We could have had two guns going at once.
we've no done problem. That.
Highly recommend.
Been there, done
yes,
that.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Plenty of spots, free, which is great. Who doesn't love free? My son loved it. I like.
You called that. Yeah.
We called that. Yeah.
At first, he was kind of confused. Like, wait, what do I do? And I was like, well, you pick this up, buddy, and you aim it at those targets, and he's like, I can just shoot it forever. And I was like, forever? Yes. Just keep going. And he was like, okay.
Love it.
A little much. Like those guns are pretty big for a little guy.
They got some weight. No, that's true. Yeah.
Build the muscles.
That's a detail though, you know, because it's like maybe those actual replicas of those guns.
Yeah, well, you got that
kind of weight.
Oh, yeah. I remember being a kid and resting mine on the counter.
Yeah, they had a little thing. To shoot it. Yeah, I do the same thing.
Oh, I didn't see the thing you rested on.
Yeah, they had a little cradle. Yeah.
We'll get to my methods later, but I showed you my method of you rest it on your shoulder. I was like, oh, here, buddy, you just put it up there and it'll work better. Anyway, he seemed that worked okay for him.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And so, you know, I started like kind of doing it with him and, you know, trying to get things. And Josh, were you over on the side with Heidi? Is that where you guys went?
I think so. I think Heidi and I had gone over to a different area.
And I was like kind of struggling. Josh is like, oh man, this is so easy. I don't know what the guys were talking about. I was like, are you kidding? I haven't hit anything yet.
I was just saying, what was hit? Like what?
Josh, you have to tell him about your perspective. I like hit the sky right away.
Oh, you did?
I hit that probably a dozen times.
Nice.
I don't remember all of the effects, but I don't know if I just had a particularly like generous gun or whatever. I felt like anytime I was pointing in the direction of something, I would shoot and the
it would happen. Yeah. Off. The little red light would go off and it would do something.
Yeah, that's
yeah, I had a hard time understanding your struggles because it felt pretty
good. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Like a Rambo over here.
Yeah, this run is luck. That's all. You touch something, it turns to gold, Josh.
I think what it is that we were all kids and we struggled so much that we figured we got better because of skill, not because we were stupid kids and this is just so much easier than we thought it was.
Yeah.
This is true. Yeah.
Fair enough.
It is kind of point in the general direction and shoot and you win.
Right.
But I also thought like I was ready for it to not be fully functional, you know, because sometimes when stuff's about to go, Disney doesn't really maintain it or, you know, keep it up. And everything was fully functional. I thought it was great. Like all the guns seemed to work just fine. Mm-hmm. The effects all seemed to work. Like it didn't seem broken. It was really fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, did any of y'all try to shoot all the little train cars as it was coming out?
Oh, I don't think I knew you could do that.
Yeah,
they're in the back. I didn't do the train cars. Josh, did you do the train cars?
I don't have a specific memory of the train car.
Yeah, there's a train that comes out. Each of them have a train compartment.
Yeah, you could shoot them down. Shoot it's cute.
Something pops up.
You kind of pick them off. It's adorable. That's good. You got to shoot the sky and you saw the little Ghost Rider.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a cool effect. I like that one.
I'm glad the tradition was at least experimented on it and seen
by
the
Uncle
before it goes away.
And then Josh took pictures of me and he took the pictures before he made fun of me. I didn't realize that I was holding the gun wrong. So for anybody who's listening, I thought that a way you hold a rifle is to rest the butt of it on the top of your shoulder and then shoot with it. And so that's what I was doing. And Josh taking pictures and I'm thinking like, oh, he must think I'm doing this like cute. Like I'm looking cute. No, I'm looking stupid. And then afterwards he like reveals to me that this was a dumb way to hold the gun.
A bazooka. For those who haven't tried to picture it, it was like a bazooka on her shoulder.
Yeah,
I mean, at least she had it in the right area, right body part.
That was a little more.
Maybe in the shoulder more so than the
But we had ROTC.
So wait, did you hit anything when it was up there? I'm curious.
That's true.
I did. I hit stuff. I said to Josh, I was like, oh, it's challenging. And he thought I was crazy. So I clearly did not have great technique.
It takes time, though. That was your first time out, though.
It was. And I
first time and last time, sadly.
Unfortunately.
I think Josh was on the other side shooting Rachel's targets for her, so she thought she was hitting things.
Shoot the sky, boom. There you go. You did it, baby.
You got it.
That's fair. I don't know. My only experience shooting a gun is like 007 GoldenEye on the N64 when I was a kid. And you couldn't see how you were holding the gun because it was a first person shooter game. So, you know, the only time I could see the gun was when I was using the grenade launcher and he put that bad boy on his shoulder. So I just figured that's how you fire.
That's fair.
You've never seen any movie about a war ever.
Saving Private Ryan.
I mean, even Avengers, right?
Do they put it in their shoulder?
Rocket knows how to
Rocket uses like smaller weapons.
And Winter Soldier knows how to.
He does.
I guess I just haven't given it that much thought.
Plasma rifles, they hold it in the same way.
True. And Scarlet Witch. I mean, not Scarlet Witch, but Scarlett Johansson only uses.
Oh, like, Black Widow.
Handheld.
She only uses handguns.
That's true.
She needs one for either hand to go to town.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You did good. That's good.
Yeah. You experienced it. That was the important thing. Yeah. I'm glad.
Did you like it though? Did you enjoy that experience?
Yeah. Yes. I would do it again. I would do it every time. Why not? It's free.
Thank you. I do that. It's free. It is free.
And it's fun while it's free.
In the summer, it'd be shady too. Like the weather was really nice for us. So I wasn't really worried about like getting out of the sun, but it would have been a good place to get out of the sun too.
Yes. This is true.
Absolutely.
This is totally. True.
And the kids liked it?
They did. Yeah. I don't know that our daughter cared so much, but my son really liked it.
Yeah, she had fun.
I knew he would. We knew he would.
Yeah. So then we went around through Frontierland into Adventureland and we got the cheeseburger spring rolls, which are always fantastic.
Yeah. Sounds good.
That was kind of our second dinner. We had waves of food on this day.
And that's how you should do it, right? That's what they say to dietitians. You don't want a big meal. You want little meals throughout the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little snacks.
Hopped over to Pirates. It was a 5-minute wait. No problem. The park is still open for regular hours right now. You know, so like that 5-minute wait was for everybody. That was just a public day. 5-minute wait.
What do they do for Tron in something like this?
So during this part of the night, we would have needed to have a boarding group to go on Tron. But then as soon as the park closed, Tron was just open.
So it's just a walk-on.
Yeah. You could just go.
Yeah, because when we went for Not So Scary, they were still doing boarding groups. It wasn't like it's open.
During the party?
Yes. Really? It blew my mind because all of a sudden we get there. We were there a little late. It was already sold out. Like couldn't go ride it.
Because the parties, the like Mickey's Not So Scary and stuff, they sell way more tickets than the after hours. So we went over to Tomorrowland after Pirates. We rode the Tomorrowland Speedway. My son really loves that. We had a terrible time though. The like kids in front of us were super slow. It was like awful.
Wait until he drives a real go-kart. He won't care about that ever again.
That sucks.
Yeah, it wasn't great. After that, we got off and we decided like, okay, I really wanted to see Happily Ever After because I love that fireworks show. And it was at 9. So it was like the way it worked with the after hours was you could watch the regular fireworks because you were already in at 7. The park closed officially at 9. So the fireworks and then the park closed. And then at 10 o'clock was when the party started. So we went over to watch the Happily Ever after a fireworks show, and it was a complete show. Yeah, it was like 8:30. We walked over there. And so, like, it's only a half hour before the show. I don't have any expectation of getting, like, the world's best viewing, you know, whatever. So we come across the Tomorrowland Bridge. And then as you're coming across the Tomorrowland Bridge and, like, the castle is sort of on your right, you know, there's, like, a popcorn stand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we pulled ourselves kind of over to that area. And there was, like, a tape. You know how they do the tape lines where you can view the fireworks?
Yes.
So we stood inside some taped lines kind of on that side. And we figured like, oh, this would be a good spot because it's not great viewing, but it's fine. And then we can just like, boom, right back into Tomorrowland after the show's over because we can take the Tomorrowland Bridge. You're still kind of on the bridge, I guess, like the very end of the bridge.
Yeah,
sure. So the part of it that sucked was we got the spot, but then people kept using that part of the walkway to exit Tomorrowland and go out the park or go like over into Fantasyland. And the cast members were just standing there screaming at people. Like, if you go to the right, you're doing fireworks viewing. If you go to the left, you're exiting. And people would just exit through where we were standing. And it was just so frustrating. They kept like bumping into us and we're like trying to hold a spot
right,
for fireworks. Yeah, you know what I mean? And people are just like constantly walking through our family. We're getting kind of separated because like feels like you're in the middle of this walkway, but it's not supposed to be a walkway. It's supposed to be fireworks viewing.
Yeah, it was cordoned off. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really frustrating. But then like enough people kind of packed into that area that it became impossible to exit through there anymore. And so that sort of got better. And then the show starts. And right as the show starts, these two really tall guys.
Oh no.
Like they're walking towards the castle and then you see the show start and they realize like, oh, there's going to be fireworks. Let's just push in right here. So they push into the spot, like right in front of us. But then like kind of more importantly to the story, right in front of this family who was in front of us that had been there before we were there. And the family before us lost their minds. Like completely. I think they lost grip on reality. Like they were so incensed that these men stood in front of them. And I understand being frustrated about that. I really do. And like my kids were kind of frustrated and they were like, Mom, and I tried to say to the kids, like, you guys just enjoy as much of the show. The fireworks are in the sky. Like, chill out. This family was not having it. So we're in the middle of the show. And the family walks out to the cast members and starts screaming about these men getting in front of them and like insisting that those men be removed from the area.
Wow. I didn't think that's where the story was going. I thought the dad tapped on one of them and said, I know your head is as tall as moon, but move. My kids can't see no fireworks.
They did kind of yell at them first, but I think the guys like just kind of ignored them or I don't
they, or they really couldn't hear them because it was so tall. So
yeah,
yeah,
whatever, they're watching language. The show.
Oh,
dark, it's weird. And so then yeah, the cast members get called in, and so eventually the cast members end up offering the family in front of us to move to like VIP viewing.
That's
smart. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, smart idea. But it completely ruined the beginning of the show for us because this whole like drama is unfolding. Like now my kids are like, can we go to the VIP area? And I'm like, no, we can't. Like we're going to just hide.
I'm with the kids.
Yeah, the kids are right on this one. I'm with the kids.
These like, tall men are ruining my experience.
Yeah, like I come up to that kid, you know, to that tall guy's like ankle. I can't see the show.
Yeah, I said to Josh, like to me, this is what comes of these vacations being so expensive. Everybody has this sense of entitlement that they deserve. And now those guys should not have gotten in front of that family. I'm not making excuses for them. But at the same time, this is a theme park with thousands and thousands and thousands of people in it. Like you cannot be that sensitive. I don't know. I felt like that was an unreasonable expectation. And like the kind of the laughable part about it, Josh, you can back me up on this. The viewing area we were in kind of sucked. There was trees. Like you can't see the castle really.
Trees in the way.
It wasn't like they had this like gorgeous view and these guys came in and like screwed it up. Like it was awful viewing. Shame on you all for not getting a real good spot if you were there that early. And then, yeah, these guys obstructed your like pretty terrible view. Like, I don't know.
Anyway. That's what
I feel like Waldorf and Statler would be like, oh, you improved the view.
Put him on your shoulders.
Right.
Well, as a tall guy, you do have to be somewhat Considerate of your height and aware of where you're standing. Yeah. Especially if there are children there. We were in that exact same area when the Halloween party came through. And Eli and I sat up against the railings. So that way we didn't stand in front of anybody and block any view.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it also helps you because you can lean on the railing and so that way you don't have to worry about just, you know, standing the whole time. But yeah, you do need to be considerate and
at least be aware. Yeah. What you got going.
But those two, it's all, I think it's all the two tall guys, right?
Yeah. Oh,
totally.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Right?
They turn around and see everybody is not 9 feet like they are.
But you know, also you don't need to start launching into cast member like they had anything to do with this while the show's going on. You better happily ever after. You gotta get these people out happily ever after.
That's exactly what was happening. It was like this lovely show and these people are yelling.
Yeah. Well, they got the better view, but maybe they were like so short they were like, I want a piece of that guy. Like, you know, I come up to that dude's ankle. I don't know what to say to him or her, whoever was there. So
yeah, I mean, this is a story for another time, but this is not my first fireworks show where like mayhem completely broke out because people were pushing into the crowd. Like, this has got to be like my third experience with that sort of thing. It's just getting to a point, I don't know, they got to figure something else out to do, because for me to have now experienced something like this 3 times, it's happening all the time. Then
you're seasoned,
Rachel. That's why when I watch fireworks, I watch them from Narcoozies sitting at my table looking out the window with the music pumped in, or California Grill.
That's for your room.
If you're lucky enough to have that kind of room. Yeah, absolutely.
That level of money.
Because I remember being a kid and the fireworks were my least favorite part because, one, it's loud and your ears are sensitive as a kid, but you're just seeing the backs and butts of the people in front of you. That's all you're seeing.
Yeah.
And
people walking over you.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Around you. It's a lot of people, I don't know, sensory deprivation or whatever the word is. Sensory overload. I'm sorry.
Well, that kind of, I guess I'll just talk about it now, but this is interesting because with the After Hours, they play Enchantment is the name of the show. It was the show that they did for the 50th, that fireworks show.
Yeah.
They played that at 11 as part of the After Hours experience.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. Okay.
And so we went back at 11, and the difference because of the crowds was like night and day. I mean, when we came back, we got to the show, Josh, about 15 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah, I think 15 or 20 minutes early. We walked into like the main hub area near
main
the
hub
statue.
We sat down right in front of the castle. Everybody's sitting. No one is standing. Everybody's sitting on the ground. Everyone sat the entire show. We had enough space to like put our legs out. We had snacks, like all good. My son watched it like sitting down in the pavement right in front of the castle. And he, after the show, he was like, Mom, that was the best fireworks show ever. Is Enchantment the best fireworks show ever? Probably not, but it was probably the first one he actually got to watch.
Without drama. Point. Yeah.
Right. Because he could actually see it because everybody sat down. There were people who like kind of came after us, but then like there was so much space, they would notice there's like a little kid there and they just moved to the side and sat down to the side of him. And so he could actually see the castle and see the projections. It was like super sweet. So I guess what I'm saying is like one of the benefits of the After Hours, if your kids can stay up that late, is that they actually get to watch the firework.
Yeah.
That's is a good cool. point. Yeah. Hot
but tip. Again, it's incumbent upon you as an adult to understand this is more for the kids and for you. Step back.
Well, that's because you're
just, you know, to be awareness.
Yeah. That's because we are aware of a situation.
But yeah.
A lot of times, and we've done plenty of trip reports like this. I mean, Kev, remember we had to deal with Hans Gruber that one time.
We did
time,
have to. Maybe you know? She had two Hans Grubers.
Exactly. And somebody shows up and then they see us there. And this guy was tall. And we were like, hey, look, dude, there's four dudes here. We'll take you out by the knee, sir. We want to see what we want to see. So, yeah.
Wrestling.
Yeah. But it's not fair that everybody just says, oh, I'll just stand here and obstruct someone's view without looking back to him and say, hey, are you good? Because it's supposed to be the most politest place on earth.
No, happiest. Happiest. It's not
polite. I was waiting for somebody to correct me. Say you set up something and boom, it happened.
Boom.
Yeah. No one's happy when you're not polite, though. Just
saying. No, that's true. But yeah, so after that, we let the show end. It was so, I love the end of that show with the go the distance.
Mm-hmm.
It's so great. So I enjoyed that at least. And at that point, the drama had died down. And so we popped out, went straight across the Tomorrowland Bridge. That worked out like a charm. And we got to Tomorrowland. We did Buzz Lightyear, like walked on, no problem. And then we went to Space Mountain because we had like an hour to kill before the party really started. they like get the clouds out, you know.
Was your aim on Buzz Lightyear better than at the shooting arcade?
It was.
Oh, good, good, good.
Well, she can't put it on her shoulder. That's true. It's stuck to the car. Totally, yeah.
Yeah, Josh, do you have like a secret for the listeners on Buzz Lightyear? Because he beats me every time, like by a lot.
And the two things that you want to shoot is, one, there's the volcano, and I think it's the top of the volcano is where you want to just keep shooting there and you get the most points. And then there's the room where Zurg is in a spaceship. There's a meter on his spaceship in the bottom. You just keep shooting the bottom of the meter, and as that meter fills up, you get more and more points. Oh, whoa. So once it gets filled, you start getting like 100,000 points per time that you shoot it.
Now, as you're saying this, Rachel just tricked you into giving away your secret. She's writing all this down.
Yeah. I know, right? Because these secrets help me out so much in life. I get so much for being able to do this.
I want the belt.
I do have a Galactic Hero sticker.
Well, there you go.
See, as you should. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can join the resistance.
Rachel says, yeah. She leaves it. Yeah.
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 He's a Galactic Hero.
That's true.
I found Joseph, Josh, the Galactic Hero.
So then we went to Space Mountain, and that was great. Cool. You know, always, all good. About 15 minutes wait, no big deal. And then we walked to Tron because the party was starting. At the 10 p.m. start time, they opened Tron without a boarding group. You just get to walk on. So we got in line for that. It was about 15 minutes that we waited.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. The kid, well, I'm going to let Josh talk about it because you had never ridden it before. So tell us what you thought about Tron.
I loved it. I thought it was a great ride. We skipped, I think, and Rachel, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there was a pre-show that we skipped. So I was a little like, I don't really quite get the story.
There is none. You didn't miss anything.
But it's really fun.
That room, though, where there's like a screen and they talk to you for a second and then they like reveal the
waiting area, the load track. Area. Yeah.
Yeah. They had that turned off. You just walked straight through that row.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. That's well, but you remember when Rachel first did it and she explained it to us, I asked her, when did they digitize you into the grid? And she wasn't sure. And then when we went, it was like that scene where they pull back and all of a sudden you see everything. That's them digitizing you into the grid.
You would which never I thought, know it.
Yeah. You would never know that. It. So it's not a very good story.
Right. Yeah. They had it turned off anyway. So we just walked straight through that room. But but then you got to do the ride part.
Yeah, and I thought the whole, like, once you went through that room, the queue and all that stuff was really cool. It was really well-themed. Like, I had seen the original Tron maybe 30 years ago, and I never saw any of the remakes, so I can't say that I'm an expert in that franchise. But, yeah, I mean, I thought the theming was really cool. It was a lot of fun. It was a 15-minute wait for a really, really fun, you know, what, minute and a half, two-minute ride. You know, not the most comfortable ride vehicle I've ever been on, but not terrible. I'm a sucker for the mag launch roller coasters. I love those.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And so I thought that was a blast. And you know, going through the once you go into the grid or whatever it is, it's just a lot of fun. There's a lot of lighting effects and things, a lot of twists and corkscrews. Pretty fast roller coaster. I have a feeling it feels faster than it actually is.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
But no, I mean for 15 minutes, I would ride that. Anytime. But I say that understanding that my perspective on that is completely spoiled because I didn't have to deal with any of the normal headaches of getting to ride Tron and, you know, jumping ahead later on in the evening. We were just kind of like, hey, let's go ride Tron again. And it was a 15-minute walkthrough again. So we got to ride it twice in one night. I will say the second time I was more aware of what was going on through the ride. And I think that's normal with most rides. The first time you're kind of like, overloaded with, whoa, this is all new and everything. And then the second time it's like, okay, all right, I see the orange guy over there and I see what's happening and we're supposed to be flying through these hoops and winning this race or whatever it is. So it made a lot more sense the second time.
Josh, should we both agree that the second time was like noticeably faster?
Oh yeah. All four of us, you and I and the kids got off and like that felt a lot faster the second time. The mag launch did.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice. I don't know if like the weight of the people in your car matters or something, but it was like it was noticeably different. And I at first thought maybe it's just me. And then Josh looked at me and the first thing he said when we got off, he's like, that was faster, right? And I was like, yes, it was faster. Like, it was a lot faster.
So wow. You gotta make sure you don't have too many huge people ride behind you.
I don't know if that's why, but it was noticeable. It was a different ride the second time.
Huh. Oh, man. Okay. I wish I'd have took a picture of the people on each side so we could test that thing. Yeah, so
I would imagine the less people, the more you fly. The more it weighs it down.
But that's a popular ride. It had to be.
Well, the technology is supposed to be, like, takes note of the weight of the vehicle and then it adjusts for it. I don't know if it did or not. Maybe they're just like, we got to get these party people through. They paid for a party, so let's just do it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was definitely faster the second time, which was weird.
Okay. Yeah, it was.
Well, what was it like riding it at night?
Oh, awesome.
It was. Yeah. Cool. I've only ever ridden it at night, I don't have a counter perspective.
It's much better at night.
I'm sure it is. I still need to do that.
Challenging.
I've only done it during the day.
I mean, like a lot of things that have an outside and inside element. If you ride it at night, your eyes are already adjusted. I had a similar experience with Expedition Everest when we were at Animal Kingdom the next day, which I can talk about. But you know, if your eyes have already adjusted to the darkness, then you're going to be able to take in more of the experience because you're not like, wow, I can't see anything now. It's dark.
That's true. Right. Yeah, that's true. Right.
One more question, Josh. Tron or Cosmic Rewind?
Oh, not even a question. Cosmic Rewind.
Really? Okay. Yeah,
100%. There you go.
100%. I have a fun story about that one, too, with this trip. So.
Oh, on this trip? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I got a fun story about Cosmic Rewind on this trip. but no, Cosmic Rewind, I don't think there's anything out there that beats that right now.
Okay.
Oh. Nice.
But I mean, Tron is a blast. I think my issue with Tron, I think, is, and this could just be for me, it really took that second experience on it to really appreciate it. But it's so hard right now with how they let people on to get a second experience. You know, you have to get the boarding group. And Rachel, can you pay for, is it?
Yeah, you can.
So I guess if you want to throw some money at it, you can get a boarding group and a individual lightning lane, but other than that, you're lucky to get a one done. And I think it needs that second ride to really be able to kind of get what's going on and to appreciate it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, no, I could see that.
Yeah. So then we just kind of worked our way around Magic Kingdom. You know, it was like so nice to not have to be like, okay, where's our next lightning lane? Where should we go for the shortest wait? Like, you just kind of ride things as you walk by them because there's no waits really for anything. The other thing that's nice is that snacks and drinks are included. So it's unlimited ice cream bars and ice cream sandwiches and the strawberry bar or whatever, like the one with Olaf on it.
Yeah,
the
Olaf ice cream bar. Yeah.
Yeah. So all, and the frozen lemonades and stuff, those were all unlimited. And soft drinks, so all of your sodas and water bottles are unlimited, included with your ticket. And popcorn's unlimited. Mm. Yeah.
God, my kids would love this.
Yeah.
So like when we sat down for the fireworks, we went to the snack station and we got ice cream bars, popcorn, and, you know, bottles of water.
Yeah.
And just brought that over to sit down and enjoy the fireworks. It was great. Oh, wow. It cost us anything extra.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. So we did that. And then we just, like I said, we just kind of rode whatever we wanted. We caught the 11 o'clock fireworks. We rode everything that we wanted, things multiple times. We rode Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I think the longest we waited was that 15-minute mark, right, Josh?
Tron was easily the longest thing we waited for. Everything else was pretty much a walk-on. We did Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
That was
we waited like 10 minutes for that one. Yeah. We walked on to Thunder Mountain. Peter Pan, I think, was maybe a 10-minute wait.
Yeah, probably.
Winnie the Pooh, we walked right on to that. Not that that's ever really a long wait, but
no.
This was my first time doing one of those after hours things. Rachel, I think you've done them once or twice before.
Yeah.
And to me, that was the best way to experience the Magic Kingdom, was to get in for that after hours.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to know.
I love the park at night. Magic Kingdom's great.
It is pretty. Yeah. Yeah, oh, it's very pretty night.
Except for getting back to your room. That's the only part that sucks.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about getting back to our room?
Yeah. So we weren't sure how long the kids would make it. The kids made it all the way to 1 a.m.
All right.
Nice.
That was awesome. Yeah. Good
job, kids. Well, they gave them free sugar.
We all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah. We let them have sodas. We let them have ice cream bars, like whatever. Yeah. Ooh. We sort of like,
this was not their normal diet.
You're on vacation. That makes sense. That happens. Yeah.
And it's unlimited.
Yeah. thing. It was easy to say yes. So we get out the park at one and we're staying at the Polynesian. And so I was like, okay, guys, like, no, this will be so fast. We're going to just take the express monorail to the ticket and transportation center because we're staying at the part of the Polynesian that the DVC studios are on. It pretty much backs up to the transportation and ticket center.
Oh, so y'all going to walk?
Yeah. Like you're almost close enough to the transportation and ticket center. It's closer to that than it is to the main building. So you're better off taking it to transportation and ticket and then just walking.
That's not a bad walk. Yes, it's fine.
No, it's not. And there's a specific walking path too.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Light it and everything else. Yeah. It's
perfect. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, we'll just get on the monorail and be great. We get to the front of the park and monorail's closed.
Ah,
you're like, oh yeah. No monorail tonight.
What's the point? There, done that.
Walk your butt home to the next track.
They at least run one track. That would never made sense to me.
That's been like that. That's happened to me multiple times.
Jeez. Damn, yeah, that hurts. I want a rickshaw or something.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I said to the guy, like, I mean, it's one in the morning, so I'm like a little tired at this point and probably not on my best thinking, but I was like, so how are we supposed to get to the Polynesian? And now, like, I do know that there is a walking path. Like, we could walk from the Magic Kingdom to the Polynesian, but it's a long ass walk.
It's a long walk.
A 7-year-old and a 12-year-old. So the guy goes, well, we're running buses, like shared buses to the Magic Kingdom resorts. And so I turned to Josh and was like, that, like, I don't
wait, there's no buses directly to the Polynesian though from there.
Well, like, they must have.
Well, I think you said they added them.
Yeah,
for the party,
they added them.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because typically you had to take the monorail to get to the Polynesian. Oh, okay,
right. Or the ferry, yeah,
or like, the ferry, yeah, or the ferry.
To stop at all those resorts first, like, no thanks.
Yeah. Oh.
So then I realize no, the answer is let's take the ferry to the TTC and then we'll walk from the ferry. But so we took the ferry, but it was that whole process with the cattle call, like everybody loads onto the ferry and you're standing that whole time. And then they got to park the boat and, you know, secure the boat and they drop the thing. And then everybody like runs off the ferry.
Well, that'll rock you to sleep though. I tell you what, yeah. That late at night.
One in the morning. I don't know. Anyway, I was like, oh guys, this was such a great night until you took away the monorail. Like that's why I wanted to stay at the Polynesian for this thing. Anyway, so we took the ferry and then we walked to our room, which was fine. And it wasn't a big deal, but it was just like, at 1 a.m, my patience for no monorail was zero.
Yeah,
I can as see it that. Should be.
Yeah.
We were fortunate though. The building that our room was in is very close to the walking path to the TTC.
TTC, so. Yeah. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. Good. So that made it easy.
It's actually questionable. Would the monorail have been quicker because of how far our building was from the monorail station at the
right? But I was going to say we would have taken the express monorail to the TTC anyway.
Oh, good point.
Mm, yeah,
good point.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Whatever. It was fine. We got back.
Oh no, that's great. We got that. Yeah, whenever I do the ferry, I go to the very top and then I just let everybody force, you know, fight their way out, and then I just sashay my ass on out of the boat.
You sashay, sir.
Any excuse to sashay, you'll take.
I will.
Make sure we're at the front.
We were in the part where people were being aggressive and pushy, but like our kids were like at this point, my son. And then they were troopers. They made it till 1 a.m, but at this point, they were like begging for bed.
That's good.
And for our little guy, I think this is the first time he's done a park trip with no stroller, and he's had to walk the whole way.
Oh, I remember that. How did that go?
It was
he was great. He was great, which was surprising. But you know, it just in perspective, this kid's never walked the parks, and is he's 1 a.m. Normally goes to bed at 7.
I could see him. Probably grabbed him by the shirt and like, look, either make one another ice cream or get my butt home. I'm tired.
Yeah,
I don't know if he was like mine, but mine were like, just like, oh, freedom now. I'm not tied to this stroller. I can just do whatever.
Oh, Lily hated the stroller.
God, I got to tell you, I miss the stroller, man. Being able to just put all of our crap underneath the stroller.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
We had the little Mickey clips and stuff, the bag holders. So we had it all.
Although it was cup holders for your waters.
Yes, it was great.
It was
nice when we got off the rides though, because I, like in my head, I'd always be like, oh, we have to go back and get the stroller.
Right.
But this time we didn't. It was like, oh, we're so free. We can go anywhere now. So that was nice. All right, so that was it. That was day one.
Wow. Oh, that was just day
one. God, no. All that with the Giants and stuff, that was what day?
With the Giants.
When we go, we pack it all in.
Wow. Okay. Hey.
Yeah. Man. The rest of the days will be a lot faster. This was just kind of a special event.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
No, I was glad to hear
that's
about
it. That's a smart idea.
Pro tips. If you want some fun, fight giants. I'm with you.
So I think we'll leave the story there for now. We've got some really good stuff to share in the next part of our trip, but I want to give listeners some time to be in suspense and enjoy it. So anyway, so thanks for talking about our trip, and we'll catch the rest of it next week.
Yeah, thanks. If you have any questions, man, reach out to us, and we're about to tell you how to do that in just a little bit. Well, y'all, we hope you enjoyed that discussion on the Magic Our Way podcast. Look, if you want to learn more about us, go to our website, magicourway.com. There you'll find our social media links, past episodes, and more. Also, if you want to get in touch with us to share any of your thoughts or opinions on any of the things that Rachel and Josh experienced on the first half of their trip, you can do so through the following ways. First of all, shoot us an email at showatmagicourway.com or call or text us at 1-815-MOWEEKEND. That is 1-815-MOWEEKEND. 669-4226. And of course, we have a couple of people do things outside of the podcast. First of all, we got Eli does things with comics. Eli, what's up?
Yes, sir. As always, you can go to ivycomics.com and check out all the work that I have. Project Geisha, Savages, and Molly Be Damned. All work is fully colored, 48 pages. That's more what the big two do. And we have an introduction in each book to this podcast for you. So in addition to that, you have blog posts and interviews and, of course, a link to the Magic Our Way podcast. So you never miss a beat, never miss an episode, you never miss a trip report. You never miss what's going on while it's going on, while it's happening. So as always, appreciate the support there, ivycomics.com. Yeah, I don't know how I did that.
I'm trying to follow along with that.
Yeah, okay. Don't do it. It's just fun. Also, on social media, you can find me right there, Eli Chivey. As long as you're a real person, it's lovely to meet you. But if you're a bot, I cannot greet you. Please stop texting me, public service announcement. If some random person named Mai says that we're together, that is a trick from some bot somewhere that's trying to get your credit card number. Don't let them take your identity. Bots are terrible. Okay. Walking away from that. Also, on Facebook, you can find a Project Geisha fan page. So that's facebook.com/Project Geisha. Also, on Instagram, I'm right out there posting up the hearts and the likes and sharing the story to hear your glory. EIV504 is where you can find me there. And of course, on X, I can be found at Hancock10166. So yes, if you appreciate the madness, then you just bring me the gladness. Thank you very much.
And if you want to book a vacation, just like what Rachel and Josh had, you can reach out to Rachel to do so. Rachel, how do they do this?
Yes, I would love to book a vacation for you and your travel party, whether it's Disney World or Universal, Orlando or Hollywood, Disneyland, any of the Disney destinations, Disney Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, or any hotel brand around the world. I'd be honored to help you book. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube at R Family Magic. That's the letter R and then the words Family Magic, all one word. And then you can also email me is probably the easiest and most direct way. I'm Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at magicourway.com. And finally, I have a phone number. That's an easy way to get me too. You can text me or leave a voicemail or, I don't know, sometimes I pick up. My number is 978-432-WISH, W-I-S-H. And again, I would just be honored to help your family book a fantastic trip. I can help you plan as much or as little as you like, and it's at no extra cost to you. And a little piece of what you spend on your vacation comes right back here to this podcast and supports this fan community. So we thank you for your support, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
And of course, so I got to thank this next person, because I mean, I feel like we've had over a month of Old Guard Mowikans come on the show again. It's kind of nice.
Yes.
But Josh, man, thanks for coming on the show and regaling us with your stories.
Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure. Always a fun time hanging out with you guys and chatting for a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally.
So look, if you want to access all the info we just mentioned, go to magicourway.com/about-us. Also, if you want to elevate your support of the Magic Our Way podcast, go to patreon.com/magicourway. There you'll find 6 awesome tiers to support the show, and any way in which you can support the show is deeply appreciated. The easiest way to support us, and it only costs a minute or so of your time, is to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and or wherever you access our show, whether it is YouTube, Spotify, Podbean, etc. And also, the other easy way to support us, the book of vacation through Rachel, which doesn't cost you anything other than the cost of the trip. Nothing additional, of course, as what she said. And a little bit of that also comes back to support this show.
And you get all this expertise for free.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And we also want to thank you for being a loyal listener. Always love hearing from our listeners. All opinions are always welcome to Magic Arway Podcast, so make sure you get in touch with us today. So we say Quahirini. My name is Kevin.
I'm Danny.
Magic out.
And you are. Bye.